Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, Thankful Tuesday. We're continuing on in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. We'll read a companion scripture today from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 13 through 53, verse 12. I'm reading from the New International Version. And I hope you're having a great day. And as we enter into this time of reading God's Word, we pray that you would gather our scattered senses, Lord, and focus us in on the Word of Christ. The title of my Bible in Acts chapter 8 is Philip and the Ethiopian. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Kandake, which means Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to the chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is some water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and traveled about, preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. Our second passage is Isaiah chapter 52, starting in verse 13, and we'll go through chapter 53 and verse 12. The title in my Bible says, "The Suffering and Glory of the Servant." This is the passage that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading when Philip came upon him and explained to him from the scripture, starting here, that Jesus is the Messiah. "See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted, just as there were many who were appalled at him. His appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before them like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our sufferings. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word on this thankful Tuesday. As we read Isaiah 53, I am thankful that we have copies of Scripture that we can study. I'm thankful for the message of the Anointed One who has poured out his life unto death and was numbered among the transgressors. And I am challenged by the interaction between the Holy Spirit and Philip, who had gone down on the road towards Gaza. Listen to this again, how the angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south." So he started out. And while he was there, the Spirit told Philip, "Go to the chariot and stay near it." So Philip ran up to the chariot and he asked the man a question. Do you understand what you're reading? And so it's this idea that the Spirit is working in Philip, helping him, guiding him to discussions with people about the gospel. And that's what I long for us, that we would be aware of the Holy Spirit, that we would be in tune with the Holy Spirit, and that we would be able to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit leads us. I remember this famous story by Beth Moore. It's on YouTube if you just look it up. I think I've even mentioned it before. It's called Beth Moore and the Hairbrush. And it's a story of the Holy Spirit pricking her heart and asking her to go brush the hair of a man in the airport. And it's hilarious, but it is so moving to see an obedient servant of the Lord doing his will. So take some time to check that one out. As we end today, I want you to consider a person, a place, a thing, and a characteristic of God that you are thankful for as I lead us in a prayer of meditation. Will you pray with me? As we enter into prayer, let us pause to be still, to breathe slowly as you, Holy Spirit, gather our scattered senses on the presence of God. Holy Spirit, as we think about the word that was read today, would you awaken our hearts to it? Would you expand our understanding of it? And would you shape us today by it? As we think about our lives and the sermon this past Sunday about the four men who carried the mat on which the paralytic was lying, that we too have been carried to Jesus. And so we stop and we thank you for someone who has carried us into your presence. We also thank you, Lord, for a place where your people meet in unity, as the Samaritans met with the people from Jerusalem and the church was unified. So let us give thanks for a place where we see your unity. Lord, we thank you for a thing. Today I'm thinking about the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for this. Make us aware of your presence. But I'm also thankful for material things that you have given and for people's willingness to share, like the early church did, whatever for whoever was in need. And then, Lord, we thank you for your character, that you are true and loving and good and merciful, and you forgive sins. As we read in Isaiah's prophecy, you took up our pain, you bore our suffering, you were punished so that we could have righteousness. And so we end our time together, Lord, with joy. Thank you for the saving faith that we have. Thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for the reminders that we are free from the life of sin and we have been given eternal life in you. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to give us abundant life here on earth. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters and all of the prayer needs that we share through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.